Welcome to It Figures!
No, we do that. We can't do that. Damien was chomping too loud.
The Toy and Action Figure Podcast.
Who are you?
I'm Pixel Dan.
So my God.
You're Damien?
Lord Master Killen.
Scott.
Just Scott?
Yep.
Just Scott today.
Yeah, it's more professional.
That is more professional.
It's more professional.
I actually have a comb over now.
Robert.
Do we
Robert remember? Clark.
What? What did you say?
I know a lot of Scots, and some of them were not very professionals.
Well, then I'm Scotty again.
Okay.
Intern Rick.
And intern Rick.
Hey, you should go with Scotty. Scotty sounds like he's your buddy.
Scott.
That dude just sounds like a DH. I'm saying, but if you go by Scotty, you're like, yo, me and Scotty were hanging out. They're like, awesome. We like Scott.
I sound like young basketball guy Scott. Scott or Scotty.
Yeah.
Scott is like... I'm going to go look for a new job with my comb over.
With your comb over.
Or if I'm like, hey, I was hanging
which
out with,
way to business?
I was hanging out with Scotty, right?
That's IE. Mine's Y.
Scotty.
Is that about the same thing?
No.
All right, whatever.
Sounds like the same thing to me.
Hey, I do a lot for you. You shouldn't be slandering
me. You do a lot for me. You, like, come in and touch my stuff. And
Wait, what?
What stuff? Wait, I'm not sure I want to know.
The people at home can't see you looking at the action figures that I finger.
Yeah, that's
wait
what I'm doing.
Wait a minute.
That's what I'm doing.
That's all I do. That's all.
He just likes Stay Puft because it's squishy. Okay? That's all I got to say.
That is a correct statement.
Okay.
That is correct.
So all right.
Squishy, huh?
Yep.
Interesting.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
Take of it what you will. Oh, by the way, Ryan Porter said hi.
Ba-bow.
Topanga, dude. Ryan Porter got me.
Topanga.
Punch you right in your face.
Jeez.
Did Ryan Porter tell you to tell me that?
No, I just decided that he needed that.
So now you're on his side?
No.
Everything I do for you, and you're on Dirtbag Porter's side.
No, I'm not on his side. I'm just on the side of the people.
Well, they're definitely not on Ryan Porter's side.
Oh, snap.
Remember that fan was like...
Look, Ryan Porter is the
people's
champ.
Ryan Porter snapped on him. No, forget it. I'll take the effing picture.
He's the people's champ.
No, he's definitely not. He's the comic book champ. He is his self champ.
Oh, my God.
That guy's like, hey, I watch your guys' show. And Ryan's like, you watch my show? And he's like, yeah, you are.
Christmas.
And he's like, never mind. Just give me the effing camera. And then he slapped him. That's the kind of guy Ryan Porter is.
So I always thought there was some form of camaraderie between you and Ryan Porter.
Oh, no, I love Ryan Porter. He's like a brother to me. Well, favorite guy ever.
Sometimes, you know, he,
even families have problems.
He likes to freak out. I don't know why.
Who?
Ryan Porter. No, he's a great guy. He's a great guy.
So I'm glad this has turned into the anti-Ryan Porter podcast.
What's the matter with that?
Great.
You know what? I'm on Ryan's side.
We know. We know.
I'm on Ryan's side.
We know.
I got your back, Porter.
All right, how many minutes did we waste? Okay, good. We're on Mark.
We're on Mark. Okay, so we're going to talk toys now?
Like yep.
5 minutes into this podcast.
We need more filler.
We need more filler. Okay.
We better take a commercial break. We'll be right back.
All right, toy talk. Here we go. First up for today... NECA has posted images of their new 7-inch RoboCop action figure. Anybody here excited for RoboCop?
I didn't even see that.
It's another RoboCop that looks exactly like RoboCop. Yay.
NECA's never done a RoboCop before.
NECA hasn't done
it. No, but it looks like the movie Maniac one.
Which was very hard to find, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's so, the one I had that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is definitely going to be a good thing, I think, for fans that are finally going to want to get a RoboCop figure, because that McFarlane one wasn't easy to get.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they're going to be pretty close to being ideal.
Huh? Kind of.
Is it? Well, dang it! I just gave that thing to Doug or Dirt or whatever his name is.
Kind of.
I don't know if it's like super duper expensive rare, but it was definitely hard to find.
It's
for
like
a long time.
$30 to $40 rare.
Well, that line was
shoot me in the foot and call me Susie.
That line was dominantly Texas Chainsaw Massacre figures,
right.
RoboCop, and I think Corporal Hicks from Aliens was the only additional figures that were from another franchise.
Right.
In that
yeah,
line.
It took me a while to find the RoboCop. Mm-hmm. I eventually found. I don't remember where I got it though, like
and
Toys R Us or something.
And it was the last line of Movie Maniacs too.
So there you go. So now we'll finally have a brand new one that we can add to our collection.
And NECA sculpted something new for a change.
That's right. It's not just a Predator, like Scott's favorite. Right. Scott's super happy about all those Predators.
I'm just getting sick of that, dude. Really? It's like every other day on a website, it's like, oh, we got this other Predator with orange on his legs.
Scott hates dreadlocks. That's all I know.
Is that what it is?
Nope. You hate dreadlocks.
That's why
you hate the Predators.
Actually, I love the movies, and I love the first, like, the stupid cheesy toys. Those were awesome.
The old Kenner ones?
Yeah, I'm just sick of a new Predator every other day. It's like, oh, but this one's exclusive. We know this one looks exactly like the last five, but it's different.
If you're sick of Predator news, stop going to Predator.com.
Okay. next time you complain about all the different Ghostbusters of the same exact figure in different outfits, you need to stop going to Ghostbusters.com.
Okay, well, riddle me this. I only said it once, so we're not really going to have to worry about it.
That's the first time that's came up.
And it'll never come up again, because I only say things
the
once.
Well, this is the first time Scott's brought up the Predators.
He'll ask things.
He was talking about it previously.
To be fair.
What? Crazy.
No, he didn't.
What was I talking about?
Well, then how did he know the reference that you didn't like it?
Because he was talking to me personally.
Oh, exactly.
It wasn't on the
show. You would pay attention.
Everything you would say, I record. So.
Oh, everything we say, you record.
It's funny, because that was through email.
Okay.
You record our emails?
Oh.
Are you hacking into emails, Davey?
Whoa. Hold the phone.
Yeah.
We don't need
to. Too far.
Here we go. All
right. So, RoboCop will be available in September.
And don't give me that face, by the way.
That was me chewing my gum face.
Don't like it. In September, yes.
September, RoboCop. Do it. All right. Real Ghostbusters Minimates. We actually saw these at C2E2. They had a big display for the real Ghostbusters. So these are the ones. They've done plenty of Minimates based on the movie characters. Now they're doing them based off the cartoon series. This first box set is going to include Peter Venkman, Winston, Stay Puffed, which is the evil version.
But he's not squishy, so I don't want it.
And Janine.
And Rhino Reynolds.
And the set's got an exclusive Lewis Tully and Rhino Reynolds, apparently.
We'll bust your head, Buster.
So anyway, there you go. Standard Ghostbusters, Minimates type stuff. If you're into
those
Minimates, you might want them. I won't be buying those.
You don't want the Stay Puft?
No.
They should have gave.
I'm pretty sure he is bigger than the other ones, though, which is a little kind of cool.
I take them like on a keychain.
Yeah, that might be kind of neat.
Is any bigger than the other Minimates?
I think the ones in this box set is just the same size.
Well, that silly doesn't make any sense.
Because I think there is like a bigger thing coming out, but this is like...
You know how they gave away the Battle Beast? They should have gave away the Stay Puft.
That'd be
sick. Yeah, hey, whatever happened to that?
They never did anything with it. I don't know. They showed off those actual action figures at San Diego Comic-Con last year, but haven't said anything about it
and
since.
And by the way, boo.
Oh, the way the figures looked?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with Battle Beast. I bet they just gave up. I bet they're not doing
it. They're kind of like horror figures. What do you know about them, Rick?
Not a thing. Fetch me my figure.
Oh. There's like no like seriously, the only even information you can find on them is the video that we shot at San Diego last year. Like, you can't find anything on those figures for some
reason. Go check it out and subscribe.
but and if you also go back and watch the panel we recorded where he was talking about it,
yep.
He had like this huge plan of how they're going to be all over the place and... Oh no, they're not.
I don't know what's going on with them, but
they
whatever.
Are. They're just so little. You can't see them.
I don't even know if the actual figures were going to be little, because they only did those mini mates as giveaways, and then they were going to produce actual action figures that weren't mini mates,
like 6-inch.
And they looked the ones that were on display were 6-inch scale.
Those were huge. Those are that's stupid.
And they looked completely different than like the old Battle Beast. They were like brand new
mad.
Designs. Oh yeah, nobody
and everybody
liked
got
them.
Mad, and they were like, "Well, let's just go ahead and scrap this while we're ahead."
Like everybody that posted comments on the video we shot were like, "These are stupid looking. These are dumb."
Who sculpted
like,
those?
It was Diamond. So I'm not sure.
It would have done. It would have done okay if it was his own line and they didn't try to attach Battle Beast. But you can't like attach a name to something and change the entire look.
Well, remember they couldn't do the rub signs, that's a Hasbro trademark.
Which I don't even want them then.
That could have been a sticker for all I care.
All they did was they stumbled across the name Battle Beast online and noticed that nobody had repurchased the copyrights to the name, so they snatched it. So all they owned was the name, Battle Beasts. They didn't actually own the characters and the property. So all they were going to do was produce their own line of similar figures with the Battle Beast name. It was what they were talking
about. I'd sue them. What would you do?
Well, they can, as long as they don't infringe upon the actual characters or the rub signs. The rub signs were off.
I would have sold that name to Marty Godbeast.
The Godbeast? Oh, dude, yeah, right? What if he owned that?
Yeah.
He's a huge Battle Beast fan.
Mm-hmm. No.
He would do it justice. But, yeah, those would be awful without rub signs anyway. That was the whole point.
Yep.
Fire, water, whatever.
I would have been okay with just stickers.
But you're not listening. They wouldn't have stickers.
Or holograms.
They didn't have holograms. They had nothing.
I know.
Yeah, these didn't have
holograms. But I would have been okay if they reproduced
smaller. That would be kind of cool if they actually made holograms and put them on there. That might be kind of sweet.
Yeah.
But they
be like Battle Beast Visionaries crossover.
But they couldn't do it, though, because then that's pretty much... You're walking a tight line.
Yeah, that's probably why they
somebody
didn't.
On a website would make them and be like, hey, buy these for $2 or something, and you would have a sheet of stickers.
Yep. Indeed. All right, more Ghostbuster stuff. Mattel released their release schedule for the rest of the year.
Grow up.
The first thing on there is they did actually say that the Winston with the slime blower from Ghostbusters 2 finally has a release date of June.
Say something. Say something.
I actually do not care about that figure.
Why, and why not?
Because I think the slime blower is stupid.
Why?
Because it's a milky canister.
Milky canister.
with a handle.
We know why, and we're sick of you talking about it. We're sick of hearing it.
I think the slime blower is the dumbest.
Different costume, different head sculpt, and a slime blower.
I can appreciate they did something different, but I don't
want
that.
He does have a different
head
sculpt.
We want Ghost.
He's got the Ghostbusters 2 haircut.
Yeah, and he's looking, he's like, right? He's like,
I think it's,
wide face, open, or whatever you call it.
So is it a different head from the one that came in the Ghostbusters 2 box set?
Yes, because the one that was in the Ghostbusters 2 box set was the exact same as the regular Winston figure. They just painted the hair different. This one actually has like the little flat top thing.
But the regular Winston figure has a mustache, and the Ghostbusters 2 box set one doesn't.
Yeah, I think it was because the mustache was just painted on. It wasn't sculpted on.
They could have just made a Ghostbuster weapon pack for all I care and put slime blower in that.
Well, then
that would be
make,
cool too, but
wouldn't make as much money, Goofy.
Yeah,
duh.
that's also true.
Surprised you didn't know that, duh.
They did also state in this release that apparently the Ghostbusters line is doing so well that they've got a lot of brand new stuff coming out for the next year, and the line's going to be continuing. So
but
Ghostbusters line's going on.
But what can you do?
I don't know what else they're going to do. Hopefully...
Firehouse.
The Firehouse. Right? There's no way. But...
No way.
We're getting a Stay Puffed. That's as big as we're getting.
Firehouse.
I hope it's just more ghosts, honestly. More of that kind of stuff.
Gozer and a Vigo for sure.
Vigo. I want Vigo for sure.
They need Gozer and Vigo. Absolutely.
I want the little floating baby. What is the baby's name? Oscar?
Yeah, Oscar.
I want a little floating Oscar.
Oscar.
Ooh, and then I would get a happy birthday Oscar, and he could have like a little like a hat on, like a happy birthday pacifier, and maybe like Oscar's day out, like a Oscar, like in his playground outfit. That would be sweet. I would love that.
I need some slime too.
Oh yeah, Oscar slimes. That's right, slimy
Oscar.
Want
some Oscar, dude?
I just like all.
You're super excited.
I like all the different versions.
No, you can calm down. You're excited.
I like all the different versions.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what I want. This is what the line needs. All right, we need a playset.
Which one?
Not the firehouse.
Okay.
What we need is that kid's birthday party from Ghostbusters 2. That's the playset, right?
Oh,
so it's just a room. It's just a room with a bunch of little kids in it. And when you put the Ghostbusters in there, it's like one of them Simpsons playsets.
Absolutely.
You know? So you put the Ghostbusters in there, and they stand on little pegs, and you push the button, and they
cry,
go,
He-Man?
They go, you're not He-Man! 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 That's the playset I want.
Oh, I wanted He-Man!
Yeah.
And the mom in the shot is actually going to be Toy Guru with a wig.
They just reuse the face sculpt from the
Eternity. That's right.
So, in other words, super hot.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's a super hot mom. Yep.
Right. Super hot for sure.
Some G MILF.
Hey, Toy Guru screams MILF. When you see Toy Guru, you just like, dude, straight MILF, dude. He's a man dying.
Oh my god.
Man dying.
Man dying. Nothing.
Hey, look, Scott can call him, man. That's all
right,
I'm saying.
Right?
You can call him.
That, man.
Fist pounds.
That's right. Oh, I forgot the woo.
Ridiculous.
Lumberjack slam.
So, any verification of additional characters?
Nope.
Well, I can. All the figures. I can tell you that there will
all
be
the
out.
Figures scheduled for the rest of the year are all Ghostbusters. They're doing, We're Ready to Believe You, Egon, which is just the Egon with the blue coat like the Ray that they already had. And I'm pretty sure they're doing a Peter like that, too. Good news is those actually come with ghosts. Like, the Egon comes with the librarian ghost from the beginning of Ghostbusters 1, which is awesome.
The brothers? The twin? What about the brothers? Did they already make those?
They made one of them. Came with Scolari Courtroom brothers. Peter, the Scolari brothers.
But yeah, Scolari.
Nunzio Scolari came with Peter. I'm sure they'll do the other Scolari at some point. But yeah, everybody for the rest of the year is all Ghostbusters except for Stay Puffed, which is the San Diego exclusive. So,
and he's a must-have.
Oh, for sure.
He's a must-expensive have.
Stay Puffed. Yeah.
I'm right on the...
he's squishy.
Maybe not on that.
$70.
That's a lot.
It's not even the money. It's getting it back.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's sure. huge. Well, they don't have an airplane to
we're going to have to ship those, and he's going to be expensive to ship. That's going to be dumb.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Damien, we'll let you pay for that.
I don't pay this. I'm the governor.
I'm the governor?
I am?
That just happened. I don't know why.
Is that my... That's how I talk?
You paying for it?
No, that wasn't a question I was telling you.
No, I was telling you too.
Hey, you know what you sound like? You sound like the fake Arnold Schwarzenegger off of the fairy show. Fairy Godmother.
Fairly Odd Parents,
that's right. That's you. Oh, do okay. it again.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that is you! I love that show.
I do too. I haven't seen that show in a long time.
Timmy's a man.
That's a cool show. Jazzwares. Hot on the heels last week, where they were asking everybody to send them ideas what they want to see with the Mega Man line.
Did you send some?
Oh, I did, for sure.
He drew something up.
I
like, hey guys, it's me, Pixel Dan. Here's my
picture.
Hey
guys.
Yeah, here's my picture. Just me. Give me a thumbs up.
No. You
I was
put
like,
up.
Here's the release schedule and lineup for the Mega Man line you're going to be producing.
It was on construction paper. Yeah. It was construction paper with a big-ass fat crayon. Week number one.
Now, this time, they took to Twitter to ask fans to send them input for the Mortal Kombat line. And they are specifically asking fans to send them their top 10 list for characters they want to see made into action figures in the Mortal Kombat
line. And number one was... Scorpion.
Isn't it already, like, they got this figured out already?
Well, the thing is they've got... I'm pretty sure they've got the rights to do pretty much anything Mortal Kombat.
Well, they already have five or six figures.
I mean, we already have pre-orders for them, so...
Yeah, that's true, because the first wave coming out, which we also posted pictures of these this week, the 6-inch figures, the first wave is based off the new Mortal Kombat game that came out, and then they're also doing a wave of Mortal Kombat 2 characters. So they've already got those secured. But I'm assuming...
Are they
going to
be 16-bit?
Yeah, 16-bit figures.
How awesome would that be?
I'm assuming that going forward... I mean, this is just to figure out what all fans want to see in the line past those waves.
What do we want to see? All the figures.
No, I would like to have Happy Birthday, Sonya. That would be kind of sweet.
Here you go again.
Sorry. Oh, Fatality.
Fatality.
Versus...
Oh, how cool would that be, though?
That's lame.
Fatality boxes.
We don't need all that. If you're going to make a Johnny Cage, make a Johnny Cage with an autograph in the package, and then make with the same Johnny Cage, you know, put stuff in there like his friendships, his fatalities, and all that stuff. We don't need 97.
Kane Fatality from Mortal Kombat 2.
Or he's in a giant dragon biting somebody in half.
See, now you just reminded everybody of that terrible movie, and our ratings just went down.
Oh, the second movie? Boo.
That's what you did.
The first movie was awesome.
They could just be...
Not awesome.
The variants, they could be packed...
So awesome.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Hey, hold on. The first Mortal Kombat movie is the best video game movie ever made.
And Street Fighter.
I like Street...
Not so much Street Fighter. What? I like Street Fighter a lot.
I thought Mario Brothers was the best.
Mario Brothers is the awesomest.
Hey, you're telling Mortal Kombat's better than Mario Brothers?
Nope, I changed my mind. All Mario right. Brothers is the best.
Hey, what about... Hey, Mortal Kombat's not better than Zelda? The fan-made trailer? That's movie should be coming out any second.
That fan-made trailer is probably the best thing ever made, video game-wise.
Well, that fan-made Mortal Kombat trailer is pretty...
That is very true.
That's actually a series online now. I haven't watched any of it yet.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's actually an online series now.
How many episodes are they in?
I don't know.
How come no one's told me about this?
I just realized it in this last week. Because
season six.
Season six. Been going for 6 years now. We just, just now realized it. Anyway, you were saying something before we, just...
No, I wasn't. I was good.
Okay, cool. I like that they're doing Mortal Kombat 2 characters, because that was my favorite game. So if they did everybody from that game in figure form, I'd be happy. That was my favorite Mortal Kombat.
That was my favorite one, too.
If they do the figures, I hope they do, interchangeable heads, where, Scorpion with... the mask. Skull. Yeah, and then maybe one with, the skull, where you can just swap out your head.
So let's...
On the Street Fighter figures, they come with, six hands, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
No, you're going the wrong way.
Like the soda ones you're talking about.
You're going the wrong way.
Well, let's hear it then.
I want them to be like Tyco figures. You punch them, they explode, crash test dummies.
No.
I was like, Tyco figure... Oh, okay.
They got buttons on their chest.
So Mortal Kombat crash dummies.
And their eyes pop out.
Putties. Ooh. You're always bringing Power Rangers back up.
Always, yes. Killing's about the
putties. Putties? What is that?
Don't act like you do. You fought some putties in the way in here. You're like, oh no, putties!
Is that something you do on the streets?
No, it's something I do in the bathtub.
You fight putties in the bathtub? Oh, that's what you call it.
That's very weird.
Okay. That's it.
Shower babies.
Oh, don't come in here. I'm going to be fighting putties for a while.
Again, Scott! You're such a hero!
I'm such a hero!
You opened yourself up.
I'm such a hero! I got nothing right now. I'm searching here for some kind of comeback,
You're kind of red.
No, I'm picturing myself in the bathtub being a hero.
Me too.
It's extremely...
Me too!
Killing is now splashing all over the floor. That's disgusting.
Oh my god.
You got everybody excited.
I have that effect on women.
I'd be like, let me be a hero.
That would help. That would definitely help me.
Inspirational, man.
I can be your hero.
Playing during your montage of beating the putties, right?
That's right. Better watch
it, putty. I'm about to bop you right in the Z. Yeah.
What? I thought I talked like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my bad.
You better watch it, buddy.
That sounds more like the Batman movie, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, yeah. It's the freeze.
That's right. That's pretty good.
That is the best Arnold.
It is the best Arnold. You're right.
No.
What?
Fairly Odd Parents is the best Arnold.
Oh, okay.
Let's hear it. One more time. One more again. Okay, now you were just chewing food. Let's hear you say a word.
Word.
That'll work, all right. That's what I get.
You are my hero.
Daddy, and what does he do?
What?
Who's your daddy?
That's the best impression I've heard so far.
That was intern Rick.
Yes, that was intern Rick. You are good at this.
That's the best Arnold ever.
I'm a cop, you idiot.
See? Listen, be nice, Rick.
Perfect.
I'm not a pervert.
You're not a pervert, right? We get it.
He clearly said pervert.
I keep telling you guys, I'm not.
He's not a pervert. Oh, here we go. Everybody's getting... Okay. Who is your daddy, and what does he do?
All right, so did you guys look at those pictures of the new Mortal Kombat 6-inch figures?
Yes.
What do you think of those?
I like them.
You like them?
Yep.
It's really weird, because they are getting a lot of negative criticism.
On what? Maybe I didn't look at them close enough.
I'll tell you that I think that they all look pretty good, with the exception of Johnny Cage's head sculpt. He looks kind of awkward. His ears are really big, and he just, I don't know, something's off with his face. I'm cool with Scorpion and Sub-Zero, and I think Raiden looks like the best of the bunch, so I'm cool with these. However,
they look like who they're supposed to be.
I think I'm more interested to see what the 3¾-inch versions look like, because I think that's the line I'd rather collect than the 6-inch.
I did look at the figures, but I looked at Scorpion, Sub-Zero, mm-hmm. and then Scorpion, Sub-Zero in their packaging. Mm-hmm. And I didn't look at Johnny Cage or Raiden or any of the other ones. Because I seen those, and I was like, well, I'm very happy with these. I assumed they did a good job on the other ones.
I saw a lot of people on, Kotaku and some of those other video game boards where they posted pictures, where people were just saying, oh, they're not detailed enough, they don't look like they do in the games, their armor, the paint jobs are bad, the sculpts are bad. I just saw people tearing them apart, man. And I don't know.
That's a little extreme.
It's my feet area.
Why don't you stop stepping on toes?
Get on my bubble,
always stepping on somebody's toes, Killin'. Jeez.
I'm sorry.
It's a box of stuff.
It's
for you to sit on.
Tape.
Scott?
No, I'm fine now.
You sit on it.
Cassette tapes. We're bringing them back.
Cassette tapes. Somebody came in here asking for cassette tapes over the weekend.
You guys sell a VHS? Hey,
what's a VHS?
Yo, where's your cassettes at? Bro, we don't have cassettes here.
Hey, buddy, this isn't a garage sale, and we don't sell them. Feed it, nerd.
Yeah, we should be like, what is a cassette?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I hate when you do that voice, dude.
My voice?
No, that... I just continue. Go to the... We don't want to offend nobody. Go.
What is a cassette?
No, now you sound like someone's grandmother. What is a cassette, Harold?
I don't even know what voice you're saying. That's
who's
the voice
Harold?
I use.
Harold? It's my grandpa. All
right, for real.
We'll talk about it later.
All right, well, let's go ahead and cut to commercial, and we'll come right back with some more toy discussion, hopefully.
No, we're not.
Hi, I'm Alan Price.
And I'm Chris Vinn. I also do a podcast called Master Universe Chronicles.
But we're not here to talk about that.
Well, He-Man and She-Ra have also been on the show.
To my vain and the annoyance of my entire life, yes, this is Operation Retro Shock, and he managed to get me to let He-Man on the show.
Ah, power, you see.
But He-Man is not what we mainly cover. We cover loads of retro things, be it the 80s, the 90s. I know you can't really class the noughties as retro, but we'll talk about stuff from then anyway.
We're not naughty though, right?
No, we're far from naughty.
Okay.
But we cover things like Back to the Future, Doctor Who, Star Wars, Batman, you name it. We'll either have done it or gonna do it.
Yeah, so obviously you listen to podcasts that's on popculturenetwork.com, very much like ours. Ours is uploaded, 2 weeks out of four on a Sunday. So then you can listen to all the retro goodness, and you can even contribute if you want to. You can head over to Pop Culture Network forums and type in there what you'd like to see. Heck, you can even buy a t-shirt with an Operation Retro Shock logo on it.
And you could be entered in the competition. So yes, join us every other Sunday for some retro goodness.
Oh yeah, dig it!
Hey guys, I'm Rob Bass, calling all my comic book fanatics to come check out Comic Nation TV the last Friday of every month, as well as Comic Nation TV comic news every Friday on the Pop Culture Network.
What it is, friends. Sween Hollick here, inviting you to join me every Monday for Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk. What's that, you ask? Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk is my weekly video series in which we take a look at my favorite toy line of yesteryear, Vintage Playmates Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. If you're a green teen goer, I'm betting you'll have a great time getting reacquainted with old friends or meeting new ones for the first time. That's Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk at www.radicalretro.com, part of the Pop Culture Network.
Alright guys, welcome back from the break.
Welcome back to It Figures, the podcast network on thatdutoyspell.com.
Yep, that was all accurate.
Alright, .net.
.net.
Shop at our store.
It's .com.
Matt Damon?
All right. The only toy and action figure podcast available exclusively at www. itfigurespodcast.com.
That is an accurate statement. It is the only
was
one
mine
there.
Accurate at all?
No.
Everything you said was true. It was just a little mixed up.
So pretty much I got the name of the show right. That's about it.
Well, yeah.
We are It Figures, and everything else is terrible.
Yeah, everything else is terrible.
We are still It Figures.
We have not changed our name yet. We might next week.
Season 2,
we'll change the name. It Figures Zio.
Did you like that?
Yeah.
Hey, huh?
I did like that.
Samurai Warriors It Figures.
Samurai Warriors.
Why do you do that?
What do I do what?
There's no such thing as a Samurai Warrior.
It's like those guys on the Power Rangers.
No, it's the Power Ranger Samurai.
The putties.
My putty is nowhere near the Power Rangers.
That is a false statement.
Listen, this is going the wrong way. I'm going to start saying nasty stuff and then...
Is that what Power Rangers is about?
It's
yes.
Your opinion.
I knew that's, there was an underlined meaning.
That's what it was all about.
Power Rangers is about friendship and fighting off evil, I'll hope you know.
Oh,
I'll
like...
hope you know.
Oh, like the Planeteers.
Yep.
Yep, sure.
Just like them.
There's nothing matter with them. And what's Lego stand for?
We can be one, too.
Oh, hey, a bunch of money and you could build something little.
Oh, huh. I'm sorry.
And you can build something little.
I'm sorry, peasant, if you can't get up in the line. Go back to...
I eat Legos for breakfast, okay? Congo. Tough guy. And then I poop them out around lunchtime.
Go back to the
get
Congo.
Get on my level.
Where you're playing with your are you power guys. Bricks?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's right.
The power guys in the Congo.
What the heck?
Wearing colored spandex like some kind of weirdo. In a biker helmet.
Yep.
I'm pretty sure the toy line that you like, they all have the same jeans on. Legos?
They're not jeans. They're plastic pants.
Well, they're all the same, anyway. This episode is ridiculous.
As if none of the other ones are.
All the other ones make perfect sense. Look all at right. You look pondering something. What do you guys say?
Oh, no. I can't think about it. It's just got to come naturally.
Hey, I went to Toy Man.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
How'd that turn out?
Good.
I bought. So he stands me up.
Okay, that's not what happened. I get. Okay, if you don't know who Damian Killen is, real quick in a nutshell, he's the last second guy. He is, you're not knowing nothing until it's time to leave. Damian, this is 2 weeks in advance. Do you want to go to that? Yeah, we'll go. That's fine. A couple weeks later, I'll give you a call, a text message.
I said, I was thinking, yeah, I could go, but then, you know, last minute, my plans changed. I'm sorry, Scott.
So then you admit that you stood me up.
No, you called, and I said, yeah.
So then I called. Go. So now you just lied to our fans.
No, you called me, but I was like, come pick me up in the morning.
You're a liar. I said, are we going to go in the morning? No, man. I got my daughter, and I could take her to Kane County for 6 hours where there's a lot more people, but I'm just kind of nervous about this whole smaller toy show and me being able to hold her for like a half an hour at a time. That's how you talk.
No, I didn't. I was staying up late doing inventory, and I didn't want to bring her in the morning with me being tired because, you know, I knew she was going to be not fun. And plus, I had spent way too much money anyway, so I wasn't feeling it.
Okay, fine, good. Anyway, I didn't stand you up.
But when you stood me up, it kind of hurt my feelings.
Well, I apologize here on the radio, okay, well, live.
We're cool again.
All right, I appreciate it. Well, I bought the, I don't even know what line that is. What line is that? Who makes that line? Voltron line.
You got the one where they sit inside it, right?
Right.
Panache Place.
Yes. That's what I got.
That's like a company?
That's Voltron 2, right?
That was the same company that actually did the figures with the helmets.
The action figures are freaking crazy high dollar.
Yeah, I know. It sucks. You know what? Only if they've got their helmets.
And the little key.
If they're just regular figures with no accessories, you can get them pretty
bucks.
Cheap.
Yeah, yep. No doubt.
But as soon as you add the helmet to it, it's like... $25-$30 at least for one guy.
That's right.
And it's like, oh god, dude, that is too much.
But I bought that without the sword, and it didn't have the cockpit shields, mm-hmm. which I don't care about. But I got that for like $18-$19.
Super good deal.
All five cats.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And then right after I got it, after I paid the guy, well, actually, you wanted 20 for it. And, you know, I'm not giving somebody what they ask for. You know what I'm saying? Pound it.
What the heck? Yeah, at least get a 10% discount.
Right. I'm like, is $20 the lowest you can go? He's like, well, you know, everybody's been asking about it. I could probably go like 18. And I was like, well, I was thinking more like 16, but here's 18. So I gave him 18. And while I'm paying him, this other guy's fingering my Voltron. And he's all like, hey, look, putties. And he's picking up my Voltron and. I walk up to it, and I'm just kind of standing there, and he's just like, look at me. I was like, yeah, I just bought that. And the guy's like, you want a sack? And he was like, I'll give you double whatever you paid for it. And I was like, nah, because I didn't know what it was worth.
I paid $100, man. Really? $200?
And that guy, and the guy that I just paid $18 for it was like, oh, man. Because it was pretty early. So then I got, this guy had some DVDs there, like seasons of DVDs for like $1 or $2.
His name wasn't Killen?
Nope.
Wow, somebody else besides... Yeah,
don't sell seasons for dollars.
No, you don't.
That's bad practice. It's anti-American.
Well, yeah, like, I was looking through them, and this guy was like, oh my god! And he was just like, and just picked every one of them up. And he had, like, Blu-rays, $5 a piece. Like, most of the action, like, comic book ones. I bought some stuff from him. That guy actually had a ton of good stuff. It was just way overpriced. He had a Horde Trooper... It was in okay condition with his weapon, $80. Yeah, they had
loose?
He had a sorceress that had like yellow staining on her tatas.
Gross. On her tatas.
Yeah, on her tatas, yeah. And he wanted like $90 for that.
Oh,
it had her weapon, $100 for Scare Glow, and the
you should have just stole the cape.
They had a pin going through. Had a pin going through the cape.
Oh no.
Oh, and how much you wanted for that?
$100.
Oh,
King Randor.
$100. What?
Huh?
With the scythe?
Yeah, they are all were complete, but they just wanted way too much money.
I'd slap them.
Now, even half those prices are still kind of high.
He did have a tub of the old plastic wrestlers that I wanted. Some of the later ones, like I don't have a Papa Shango. He had that.
The Hasbro ones.
Yeah.
Oh, sweet.
He had nails. I don't have nails, but he wanted like $15 a piece for them.
Oh,
like, no, and they're loose and played with.
$15 a piece.
It's not happening.
So he has no value on DVDs, I guess.
Nope.
No.
No She-Ra, no nothing. Yeah, yeah. And then he had like the Marvel figures, the 4-inch Marvel figures or whatever, $15 a piece, loose.
What? Yep. Wait, talking about the Marvel Universe stuff?
Yep. Like Juggernaut, Colossus. But then he had a bunch on card that were about right around the same price. Then he had a ton of Simpsons stuff, $20 a piece. But they were on card.
Did that guy sell anything while he was there?
Sold his DVDs real quick. If anybody else went to Toy Man, they know who I'm talking about. Because he had he had probably 5 tables and then 2 tables. I mean, he had a ton of good stuff, but it was just way too...
That's crazy, dude.
He had every single figure in the Robin Hood line. All the accessories, the playset, all of it.
Kenner line?
$20 a piece.
Oh, that was too much for
those. No doubt. Those are like... I was like, is that $20 for the line? He's like, it says $20 a piece. And I was like, you're out of your mind.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, because the... I mean,
that sounds like some guy who just says, oh, toys, those are valuable, and just started slapping crazy prices on them. Like, he has no idea. Like, obviously, some of that stuff is kind of valuable, like those later He-Man things, but...
Not that price. You could get on eBay for almost half
I was going to say, you could get a complete Scareglow off of eBay for like $50-$60.
Yeah.
$100 for one with a broken cape? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That guy's out of his mind.
Yeah, and I'm sure he sold some stuff, and he probably ended up making his money back, but a lot of people were walking by it like, whoa, you know what I mean?
That's exactly what I would do. I'd go, forget this. Especially I'm not even going to look. Yeah, forget. Yeah, okay, especially the Toy Man. People don't go to Toy Man to drop money.
Yeah.
People go to Toy Man to buy $2, $3 action figures.
And that's what I got. I got a bunch of stuff for Mariah and a bunch of stuff for Julia. I got some Power Ranger stuff. And then this guy out front had giant bags of McDonald's stuff for like $1.
Those are always fun.
So I got a bunch of McDonald's stuff for
I love digging through the McDonald's toy stuff.
But that's about it. And I got, yeah, that's about it.
Jeez, that's craziness. Yeah, I totally would have gone if I hadn't blown all my money at Kane County, because I didn't want to just get up and drive there and then go, I can't actually buy any of this stuff. I would just be depressed.
Well, the two guys I went there to see, neither one of them were there. They were still
at that Belleville show.
Belleville. But then the other guys that were there said that the Belleville show sucked and that they actually packed up the night before and now, you know, and they were there Sunday.
There's apparently a store in Belleville called Dizzy's Dugouts that is a big collectible store. I've never been there myself, but my roommate's been there several times.
Oh, you want to go there and see if you can buy all their stuff and bring it here?
Yeah, let's do that.
You guys got any tables for like 50 cents a piece? I want them all. But no, apparently they do like a weekly or a monthly garage sale during the summer that I had no idea about. So
I heard somebody at my work actually talking about that, like a big thing in Belleville that happens.
Flea market.
Yeah.
No, you're probably thinking of Toys R Us. That's completely different than what we're talking about.
Oh, okay. My mistake. Sweet. All right. So we're going to try this for a bit of a discussion today.
Argument.
We're an argument. We can argue about this.
Okay.
I've been working on setting up my toys finally in my new house, and for the first time in, like, I want to say, like, 5 years, I got my Marvel Legends stuff out. The stuff that I have left. Yeah, the stuff that I have left, by the way. I sold most of it, as you guys probably already know. I've told you guys all before. But I still have all my X-Men characters, and I have a few, like, random other Marvel characters, like Ultimate Captain America I still have. I still have Iron Man. But majority of my Marvel stuff I sold. So I decided I finally wanted to get this stuff out, and I've got one shelf now that's just, like, the top half of it is DC Universe Classics. The bottom half of it is Marvel Legends. And as I got them out, and I was like kind of playing with them and arranging them and trying to get them all to stand up, and then I kind of stepped back and I took a look at it, I just went, ugh. DC Universe Classics looks so much better than Marvel Legends. And so I took a picture of it, and I posted that on my Facebook, and I said, I know I'm going to ruffle a lot of feathers by saying this.
Fetters.
But I think DC Universe looks way better than Marvel Legends. And I was totally right. Because, bam, people were just like, you're crazy, Marvel Legends are 1,000 times better, and people are just going, you know, and then we actually had a little bit of good debate going on, because people were kind of citing good things and bad things about both sides. So that's what I wanted to kind of do today. Let's talk about Marvel Legends versus DC Universe Classics.
Well,
pros and cons of both lines.
Well, it's easy to say that DC is better because it's more up to date. They have better technology. They have, you know, better this, better that. I mean, they do look better. I mean, unless you're a Marvel homer, that's the only reason you're going to make this argument. And don't say, look, you like X-Men better than Superman and Aquaman, fine. But seriously, be honest with yourself.
Well,
look at the figures and tell me that.
I won't accept that as an argument either, because I'm a Marvel guy over DC, hands down. I've always liked Marvel Comics better. I like Marvel's characters better, easily. But I still think the DC Classics figures look better than the Marvel Legends do.
I think you're Four Horsemen biased.
That is definitely plays a factor in this.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie. I love the Four Horsemen's work, and I think the sculpts on the DC Universe stuff just looks better than a lot of the Marvel sculpts do. I really honestly do.
And the paint app.
I really, yeah, I honestly do.
And granted, you know, there are some DC figures that aren't very good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the paint apps are bad, but, you know, and then there's a ton of Marvel ones that were the same way.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to have, well, I remember having Marvel, the Toy Biz ones, or whatever, and all of their joints were always freaking loose.
Always. Yeah, always. That was a problem I was having this weekend. While I was trying to set up the Marvel figures, oh my god, dude. They're toppling down, they're falling over, their legs are all so loose now.
It's I don't have that problem with the DCU, you guys.
They've gotten so much worse over time, it seems, you know? So, I don't know, maybe the DC ones will be like that eventually, but all my Marvel Legends right now have the loosest joints, and they were so hard to stand up.
And although the newer Marvel Legends, they're...
The Hasbro ones? See, I never got into the Hasbro Marvel Legends.
You got to compare those because there's more of the time.
I guess. Really.
I'd say the old ones are better than the new ones.
Yeah, honestly, I think Toy Biz's are better than Hasbro's. And now that's not, I mean, Hasbro's going to be bringing out a new Marvel Legends line soon. So maybe things will be different once the new ones come out. But I hated the Hasbro ones when they first switched. I thought Toy Biz were leaps and bounds better as far as paint applications and
packaging
and the packaging.
When you got a Marvel Legends character and you got the freaking comic and you got their accessories, it was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got the Hasbro ones, and they don't come with comics, right?
Right.
So it's just like, you got the figure. Here you go.
And I thought the package design was kind of boring.
Yeah, it's just on card.
Because they changed it to that blister card. Yeah, the original Marvel Legends were like, they were like showpieces almost.
Yeah, and they
had those awesome clamshell packages with the comic books behind them. I mean, they just looked pretty hanging on the wall.
Do all the Hasbro ones come with Build-A-Figure pieces?
Yes, and that was something, because Toy Biz started the Build-A-Figure thing, and then Hasbro kind of carried it on. And, I mean, let's be honest, we wouldn't have Collect and Connect with DC Universe if Marvel Legends hadn't started that. Marvel Legends was kind of a breakthrough toy line. They were the first ones to really come out and give us good sculpted figures with a ton of articulation. Marvel Legends kind of set the bar for a lot of toy lines. So, I mean, you have to give them props just for that alone. When Marvel Legends were out, they were so hot that people were saying, oh my god, I want to see such and such toy line done this way. You know, people were saying, I want to see DC figures like
this.
That is
absolutely correct.
I want to see, anything
the
like
first
this.
Time we,
Mortal Kombat yep, figures like
first
this.
First time we got Spider-Man, we were like, how awesome would this be for He-Man or Superman?
Oh, yeah.
Stuff like that.
And then people were making custom figures, Marvel Legends style.
I know a guy.
Yeah. Me too.
It's like the most customized line ever.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. It is one of the most customized lines ever. You would always see people like, He-Man, Marvel Legends style. I mean, that's the name people would give it, because people were Marvel Legends-izing their toys. They wanted all that articulation.
Oh, we did TM that. Trademarked that.
Trademarked. Marvel Legends-izing.
Trademarked.
What about, you know, I think the Marvel Legend Build-A-Figures were probably some of the best Build-A-Figures.
Oh, the Marvel Legends Build-A-Figures. I will agree with that. The Sentinel is, to date, still the best Build-A-Figure ever, I think.
I still love
Apocalypse.
Apocalypse
was great, too.
It was huge, and it was awesome.
FYI, the Four Horsemen sculpted the Apocalypse.
Wow.
Boom.
That is a lie.
No, that is not a lie.
So that is
fact.
What do you think, Damien?
I think the Sentinel is the best.
No.
The Sentinel is the best. Even looking at the current DC Classics Build-A-Figures, the Sentinel is still my favorite out of everything that's ever been done.
It was like perfect scale.
Oh, it's beautiful, man.
Yeah.
The paint apps are awesome on it. It's like...
The articulation.
It's the only Build-A-Figure that I own still. And I got him out, and I was so happy that I still had him and got him all set up. So.
And now he's crazy expensive.
Yep. Yep.
The Sentinel?
Yeah.
I want it. There is there's a few figures that in the Marvel Legends line that I liked a lot, but it was only because of the character. Like, I like Juggernaut a ton because the figures are huge. But that Juggernaut had them big, giant monkey arms.
Big, giant monkey arms that drag on the ground.
Yeah,
almost.
Where they could, like, yep. They were down there by, like, his shins. And you're like, well, that's stupid.
Yep. They had the same problem with a lot of the big guys. Their Hulk was the same way.
Just like that. You can see how big yep. is, about how big is. Yep. Those aren't too bad. That one all the way at the very end. That Hulk's bad. His hands are way too
that's
big.
That's the Series 1 Hulk, the very first one that was released.
And that's bad. Well, yep. I still have my Captain America, and he's still right next to all my DC guys.
Is it your Series 1 Captain America?
Yep.
See, I got rid of my Series 1 Captain America, but I have my Ultimate Captain America, which I think is awesome. That figure is still, like, that's probably my favorite figure.
That's the one with
released.
The different helmet, right?
He's wearing, it's this outfit from the Ultimate books. He's not wearing a helmet, but he's got the more detailed costume.
And he has, like, the guns?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Yeah, he's got the brown belt and the brown gloves. He's awesome looking. I love that figure so
Rocket
much.
Man, Captain America.
Hey, there you go.
Well, the Red Hulk, though, on the Build-A-Figure side of the Marvel Legend was actually...
Yeah, and that was a Hasbro one. And that was a really good one. That was from the Hulk line that they did. Yeah. We actually just had him in the store the other day. We sold him already.
Was it the same size as the Green Hulk?
Yes. It was
a Build-A-Figure, same size figure.
Mm-hmm. Well, DC does that a lot, too.
Lame who?
DC Universe Classics Wave 1, their first Build-A-Figure was the same size as the regular
figure.
But
that's it. What was his name?
It was...
Multi-Man Man.
I'm okay with them being the same size. As long as it's...
But that's why they're Build-A-Figures. That's why, I mean, there is a special bigger figure that isn't going to cost more to have the figure. Like Bane. Bane's big.
No, it's a bonus figure. So but it's still also, got a bonus figure.
Yeah, but you
I
could,
do like the idea of him being bigger also.
Yeah, but you could put that figure that Dan's talking about. What's his freaking name?
Metamorpho?
Yes. Something man. Metamorphos.
I don't know. That's not him at all. This is awful. Metamorpho is totally an outer spaceman. Figure.
But so, anyway,
I'm an idiot.
It was the same size. You could put him in a package and sell him as a figure in the line. You know what I mean? Like
yeah, Toy Biz was doing like some of the ones they did towards the end were cool too. They did like MODOK.
Yes.
The big head dude.
Yeah.
And they did
well that's fine.
Mojo.
I was saying Mojo.
It was a bonus figure, not a deluxe figure.
Right, but why do you always have to argue silly stuff?
No,
is this how I sound sometimes?
MODOK.
Yeah, like a straight.
Who's Mojo?
Mojo's the guy from X-Men that has all the legs, and he's got the big yellow tail.
Blob. You're right. Okay, Mojo. That's who that is.
Yeah, he's Jabba the Hutt.
We actually just had that one not too long ago, too. Yes, Jabba the Hutt. That's exactly
but
who
anyway,
it is.
But anyway, okay, fine. It can be the same size. I'm just saying it's nice when it's a bigger figure.
I agree with that.
Like the Sentinel. If you were going to sell the Sentinel like that, it would be $70. Mm-hmm. You know,
well,
but
the,
instead...
Well,
they
the problem is they ran out of bigger characters. You know, there's only so many people that are in scale bigger before you run out of, you know, special characters. Now you got to do, like, you know, same scale, but maybe just characters that are
there's a fan choice. Yeah, but there's a crap ton of figures that you can make slightly bigger. Like the Juggernaut. You can make a Juggernaut Build-A-Figure because he's
that'd be cool.
He's big enough to be...
This kind of goes along with the scale discussion we were having earlier,
yeah,
too.
But at the time, he wasn't that popular.
Yeah, and I don't mind... What'd you say?
He wasn't that popular at the time they were doing that, though.
Dude, he's the Juggernaut, bitch.
I know. Yeah. He got way more popular after that movie, you know?
That movie?
Where you said that line?
That's you. I thought he was talking about you.
You just... Bitch. You confused, man.
Didn't the YouTube video come before the quote in the movie, though?
Yes, they did the thing in the movie because of that YouTube video that got popular.
Jokes on you, stud.
Well, Galactus was the very first Build-A-Figure ever. And he was cool for his time, but the Marvel Universe one that's out now actually surpasses that one. So that's actually...
But it's not a Build-A-Figure, right?
Nope. It's just that big one. Right. But he's bigger, and he just looks really cool. But yeah, that Sentinel still stands as like...
Hey, you know, Matt, now that you say that, they had the Sentinel at Toy Man.
Did they?
Yeah, because I actually stopped and talked to this guy that has a comic book shop down near... Wherever Toy Man is. What is that place?
Bridgeton.
Yep. He owns one something down in that area. And he had Stell, the one we just did with the Green Lantern.
Yeah.
He had a couple different Build-A-Figures, but that's besides the point.
Yeah, we get them in here sometimes. We just had somebody trade in a bunch of Build-A-Figures last
week. Pretty sure he had
$100
on that Sentinel.
Yeah. We got like
90.
I think we have 90 on ours. That's the going price on them now.
Basically $10 a piece.
Yeah, that's true.
But you're not going to find the figures anymore. So it's like $90 for the Build-A-Figures, a good price.
It is. I mean,
especially considering it's the best one ever made.
And considering, God, can you believe that that's like 10 years old almost? Marvel Legends came out in like 2003.
All right, here's an example.
2002.
Mr. Killen. Bane is a Build-A-Figure, but he's not that much bigger than the other figures, and I'm completely happy with that. If they did...
I know, but my thing is he is slightly bigger, so he doesn't look like a bigger figure. He just looks like the same scale, but he's bigger because he's a bigger character.
But what I'm saying is if it's going to be a Build-A-Figure, it needs to be bigger. There's a ton of figures they can do that's bigger. Like a Warpath for Marvel, he's a bigger figure.
Well, then they should just Build-A-Figure vehicles.
Build-A-Figure vehicles?
People have talked about wanting them to do that with, like, Masters and stuff, but I don't think Mattel's going to do it.
Yeah, packaging your classics with a piece of
RAM. Well, yeah. People keep going, why don't they just do a Build-A-Castle Grayskull? But I don't think Mattel's
going to. That's because it'll take a year and a half.
But yeah, I don't think they're going to go for it. That'd be too hard.
Well, that would ensure that you would have a year and a half with customers purchasing that.
That's true, right,
well,
man.
Well, anyway, I'm perfectly fine with buying a Build-A-Figure Bane, but I wouldn't be very happy with Build-A-Figure Black Suit Batman, because that's
lame. That would be super lame.
And that's what I'm saying.
That would. I hope that they wouldn't do something like that.
Yeah, it would have to be like an exclusive.
It would have to be somebody like, I don't know, like Lobo could have been a Build-A-Figure, because he was huge.
He was big, actually, yes.
But he was a San Diego exclusive, but
right,
he wasn't
huge enough. Yeah, I mean, he's definitely a big enough figure to be. He could be a Build-A-Figure.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah. So, on the articulation front with them, they're pretty identical. I feel that DC Universe has about the perfect amount of articulation, which I also say about Masters Classics.
No doubt.
Because Marvel was, like, they got to a point with Marvel Legends where they were just like, let's see how many we can actually cram into this
figure. Well, they had that Spider-Man that had, like, 1,000.
Yeah, and while articulation's great, sometimes you can put too much. There is a such thing as too much articulation.
Like on the foot.
And, yeah.
That's
each individual
for.
Finger.
Yeah, it's pretty cool having a bullseye that could flip the bird.
Yeah, I was going to say, it is kind of cool having the fingers. I like that.
But yeah, then they start getting weird looking.
Yeah, exactly. They start getting weird looking.
Because the Fang had that, right?
Some of my Marvel Legends figures just look weird and skinny and like awkward and gangly because of all their articulation cuts. And they look weird. And that was one thing I was really noticing when looking at them side by side with the DC figures, because the DC figures don't have that problem. And it's because they're making it so that they have enough articulation to do stuff with, but they're not trying to go overboard.
Right,
with
they
the
look
articulation.
Fluid. They don't look like pieces.
Yeah.
And that's part of another thing what I'm saying where Mattel is more advanced because they can look at that. Like my Captain America, he's dangly. He's just like me. You know, he's just like a little bitty.
Yeah.
Like you?
Yeah, he looks like a Superboy. Yeah, he's like me.
You said me.
Yeah, that's me.
Me.
That's how I talk. Schwarzenegger me.
Well, now another point that somebody brought up against DC Classics is that they do have the tendency, because they're Mattel, to reuse body parts. Marvel Legends never really did that. Each figure was a pretty unique sculpt, except for in some cases. Like I think some of the females shared sculpts, like especially when they put out box sets. Like the Rogue that was in the X-Men box set was the same body as Elektra that came out before.
I don't care.
But for the most part, they were unique. And DC, you know, they do the thing where they've got the standard male buck, just like they do with Masters. Right. And they reuse that over and over
again. And that doesn't matter to me if that's how if that's how it fits.
Yeah.
You know, like in a Green Lantern comic book, they're all about the same size. So I'm okay with Guy Gardner and Hal Jordan and John Stewart being the same size. I'm okay with that. You know what I mean? If they were like, hey, you know, here is Robin looking the same exact size as Hal Jordan. That would be silly.
Yeah, I will agree with you for the most part, but I think that there have been some examples where Mattel has misstepped. My prime example is Batman Beyond. They used the same male buck body that they do for guys like Batman and Superman, and that looks too big for him.
Right.
I think they should have used the smaller...
Yeah, he was skinny.
He was skinny. Yeah. And I almost think they should have done something like with the Blue Beetle figure that they came out with. The new Blue Beetle. How he was a skinnier, thinner guy. They should have done a buck like that for Batman Beyond.
No doubt.
So it's just some instances like that I think Mattel has, you know, they could have done better. I think in the case of Batman Beyond, it was something like, this would be a really easy repaint. We can put out a cool character. And so that's what they did.
Right.
You know,
and it's extremely rare.
Yeah, and he's... So
you're saying they're cutting the corners.
And Mattel is very well known to do that. You know, that's just... That is how that company works.
And you don't
make an extra 10 cents.
Do it.
That is why Masters of the Universe Classics exists.
And you don't have to buy the figure. If you don't like the Batman Beyond that looks exactly like the other Batman. Actually, I even think I mean, now that you think about it, maybe it's the cape that looks different, but I think Batman Beyond is even bigger.
He looks big.
He even looks bigger
than...
That's
the only problem, like, because I think he's a cool-looking figure, but when you put him on your shelf standing next to the other heroes, that's when you go, oh, he looks a... That looks too big for Batman Beyond. He
like
should
when
be
me
a
and Damien stay next to each
exactly.
other.
Exactly.
You should be a little smaller.
I should. Or you should just be bigger and get my scale.
That's true. You're like a Build-A-Figure.
He is like a Build-A-Figure.
I'm like an accessory.
Build-A-Figure killer.
I'm like Orko with intern Rick at the bottom of the package.
Like is that how our figure's going to be the package? You'll be Scotty with intern Rick?
Yeah.
Scotty with intern Rick. Sweet. Intern Rick is the secret accessory.
He doesn't have a holster for his sword or his skateboard, though.
So. Oh, no holster for the skateboard? No. But I heard that the horseman originally sculpted it and Mattel left it off.
It was a backpack. And then Mattel missed
it. Yeah, skaters are known for backpacks and video cameras. You guys love filming each other. Hey! Hey, ollie off that guy's bench, bro!
And skull caps.
And okay, what?
Skull caps.
Yeah.
Well, that went out.
That
went out.
That's out. It's out of times, dude. Oh. Keep up with the times, Killen. Oh.
Listen, if we're going to make fun of people, can you be on scale with us?
Yeah, you crazy bullet figure.
Or they could be all, sketchy looking with their beards. And
and piercings.
And their scratched eyeballs.
Oh, that was a Dave Perdue joke.
Sick
burn.
Over my head.
Sick burn.
Does Purdue listen?
Too much time went by. Too much time went by. Purdue went to the hospital. Burn.
What?
Right, hopefully they got on a sack of ice for his sick burn.
All right. Hey, all right, so final thoughts.
Look, I liked the Toy Biz figures. I just was getting out of... I had all of the X-Men. Every single one of them that were out. I didn't have the silly variants like Mohawk Rogue or Mohawk Storm.
Yeah, or all the Wolverines that started. Oh yeah, that's the other thing Marvel Legends do. They were all about those chase figures. Every wave had a chase figure.
Do they have Happy Birthday Wolverine?
Yes, probably. Well, there were like 1,000 Wolverines per usual.
They did
per usual.
But and I like that toy line a lot. It's this was the discussion of what we think's better. The Marvel Legends toy line is a ton better than a lot of other toy lines, just looking at the toy lines next to each other, I would definitely say DC Universe.
Well, DC had every advantage over Marvel.
No doubt.
They had years to figure out
that's what I was saying.
That's what we were just saying. There is like almost a 10-year gap here between these figures.
They look at those, they go, we like those figures, but this is the problem.
We could do this, this, and this. And they've even said, I've read before where they said, these figures don't need 1,000 points. Actually, they said that in the meeting, in the thing we went to, in the in Chicago, when the guy was like, "We don't need 1,000 points of articulation on a figure. We think this is enough." I think we're talking about the wrestlers, but they were talking about Mattel in general.
Yeah, yeah, and I totally agree with that statement. There is a such thing as too much articulation.
No doubt.
And I think DC Classics has nailed it with the amount that they use. I think it's perfect, absolutely perfect. So. Yep, so that's where I stand too. I think Marvel Legends was a terrific line. I absolutely loved it. It's one of the, it was one of my biggest lines I ever collected. And I think it really paved the way for a lot of great toys that we've received ever since those first came out.
Respect your elders.
So absolutely. That's true. Much respect for Toy Biz.
And they still
and
sell
Marvel
real
Legends.
Good.
They do.
You
absolutely.
Go to toy shows and they still got $80 on certain
figures.
Look them up
on eBay. Those figures sell for a lot of money, especially the earlier stuff.
Yeah, not too long ago I went looking for a Gambit and even because I want the Gambit from the 5-pack because he had
the leather coat.
Mm-hmm. And even looking for that Gambit, he's like, $20-$30. And I'm like, no.
Yep.
That's the average. It's 20 to 30. But there's plenty that are in the 50 to 80 range. So.
Yep. No doubt. It's crazy. So, yep, much respect to Marvel. I just think, we've got, there's a time gap. Things have gotten, technology's changed as far as the sculpting goes, the manufacturing goes. So
sculpting got better.
I have to give the nod currently to DC just because as far as actual appearance goes, I like the look of those better.
There's no way that Hasbro is going to release their new Marvel Legends looking like they do now.
Yeah, we'll see. When the new ones come out, they might be like
maybe
right on par.
Maybe
with
that
DC
first
classes.
Run was. They are. Yeah, they would have to. The research,
And I kind of hope...
Why didn't ours sell and theirs did? We need to do this or switch that.
Yeah, there you go.
Because I still... If you go to Walmart right now, there's 3 pegs full of Marvel Legends on the clearance aisle. You know what I mean?
Oh, you mean like the
newer ones?
Yeah, that came out a couple years ago.
Like the Punisher with the variant makeup on his face.
Yep. Oh. That's the only one I bought.
Hasbro. It was ridiculous finding variants on every shelf. You're like, wow, this is probably rare. Here's another one. All right.
Yeah, everywhere.
You know, I did like that the Marvel Legends stuff, if the characters flew, they tend to come with flight stands.
Those were cool.
Super awesome.
Well, that's one thing that was awesome about Marvel Legends to begin with, is they always came with a base, and they always came with a comic book. And then eventually they got rid of the bases in favor of the Build-A-Figure pieces instead. But early on, every character came with like a specific base for him.
Which I was definitely happy with. Really cool. No doubt.
And they made it so that you can actually mount those bases on the wall if you wanted to.
Oh, yeah.
Because they had the little hang things on the back so you can mount them. Which worked really great with characters like Spider-Man.
My Spider-Man's hanging on the wall.
Yep, all of my Spider-Mans were hanging up on the wall because they had those wall-mountable bases. I thought those were great.
The only one I have is the black costume Spider-Man. Right,
yep, see, I still have most of the Spider-Man classic stuff. Right,
the three important ones anyway.
Scarlet Spada and the 2099.
Zodiac.
Which, by the way, I gotta find those because they weren't with my Marvel Legends.
I stole them.
You probably did.
I caved and eventually I now own them because I stole them from you.
Oh man, that sucks. All right, so that was good debate. Very good debate. So I'm curious to see what all the rest of you guys think about this. So why don't you guys?
Let's keep it nice.
Yeah.
Let's keep it very. Here's the deal. Mean and dirty.
If you cuss, keep it limited.
Don't be. Yeah.
Intern Rick can't cuss. Nobody can cuss.
Well, first of all, we've got awesome cuss word filters on our forum. So I mean, if they want to, that's fine. It's just going to come out and say funny things.
We prefer not to.
But yes, respect to other people's opinions. We're doing this for fun. We don't hate each other. We're not going to get, you know. If you prefer Marvel Legends, awesome, cool. We can discuss it because we're awesome like that.
I'm talking to you, Porter.
Yes.
And give us troublemaker. Try to give us some like legit reasons. Don't just say, because, like, say, well, what about this? You know, maybe you like the toe articulation for no good reason. Because I can tell you how many times I used it. None. But, you know, just try to give us some reasons of why.
Cool. Awesome. So head on over to the forums and let's discuss it. Good stuff. All right, guys, before we go, make sure you're checking out PopCultureNetwork.com on a daily basis. We have lots of talented contributors posting original content every single day. And while you're there, make sure you check out the Pop Culture Network store by clicking the store button right on the front page. I got a lot of new things in stock this week, do we not?
Yes, we do.
Yes.
What all do we got?
We got the new God of War figures.
The DC direct
Zeus.
Ones.
Yes.
We're just talking about
how and I'm very happy that they finally did something besides Kratos.
Yes, that's the reason I'm very happy about this.
Hey, guess what I want?
Not just Kratos.
Guess what I want?
What?
Happy birthday, Kratos.
Happy birthday, Kratos.
Oh, my God. He loves the birthdays.
Hey, FYI, I totally have a happy birthday Leonardo figure from the Ninja Turtles.
Oh, my God.
He's got the party hat on.
You guys want a high five.
High five.
And he's got the kazoo in his back, too, right?
Yep.
In his back.
And we also got the next wave of the G.I. Joe figures.
Yes, the new wave of Pursuit of Cobra.
I'm pretty sure those aren't even out in stores.
Nope.
They are not.
Booyah! Got them first. Right here.
Topanga, you got Toys R Us.
That's happened every time with
Pursuit
of Cobra.
And the God of War we got pretty early.
Yeah.
I think it was the wrong time.
You know what?
Zeus.
Those God of War figures were revealed at last year's Toy Fair, this year's Toy Fair. It took them a year and a half to come out with these figures.
I wish they weren't like statue-ish.
Yeah, there is no articulation.
But they are awesome.
The sculpts are amazing. I'm taking a set home. Yes, I am.
Oh, is this your set?
Yeah.
I'm bending in this corner.
Let's see what else.
I'm going to open them, so that's cool.
And, Transformers. We got the new Transformer.
We got some Dark of the Moon stuff.
The Megatron and the Optimus 3-in-1.
The Cyberverse figures. The ones that have the trailers. So Optimus has a trailer and a Megatron. There's a Megatron truck. I guess he turns into a truck in this movie.
A Mack truck.
Yep.
These were my favorite ones at Toy Fair, so...
Where are they at? I want to see them.
They're by the toys.
I keep looking over here at the video games, like...
Where are they at? What'd you put them at?
So...
We put them in the CDs.
So be paying attention to that, guys. I'm sure a lot of this stuff won't last long. So
and, of course, as you're listening today, it is New Comic Book Day.
New Comic Book Day!
Oh, Comic Book Day!
So we got those, too. Buy some comics.
Happy birthday!
Buy some comics. If you enjoy the show and that new toy smell and all the other stuff we're doing, the best way to help support us and get us to San Diego this year is to shop at the store. So make sure you guys are checking that out.
Yep. Well, actually, countdown. We're getting there. We're
actually, getting the best way would just be to send us blank checks.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you guys want to donate, you know, money.
Yeah, plane tickets.
You want to buy our plane tickets.
But the second best way is to buy our stuff.
Alright, well, that's going to wrap up this week's episode. So until next Wednesday, I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm the killer.
Scotty Cameron.
We'll see you guys next week.